Spring is in the air. It's a time of new beginnings and a chance to reawaken your sexual energy with Like a Kitten. If you've ever visited a sex toy shop, you know that the number of products to choose from can be overwhelming. It's even worse when you start online shopping. Luckily, Like a Kitten makes buying sex essentials a breeze. Like a Kitten offers subscription gift boxes, so each season, you'll receive a new shipment right to your door with all the ingredients to spice up your sex life. Their spring box will tickle all your senses with treats like strawberry nipple arousal cream, cheeky apple lube, and melting rose petals for the bath. Something really sweet about Like a Kitten is that a portion of all sales goes to charities to empower women and support their education and health. To celebrate spring, Like a Kitten is offering our listeners 15% off and free shipping when you go to likeakitten.com/erotic or enter code erotic at checkout. Just go to likeakitten.com/erotic or use code erotic to get 15% off these incredible boxes. likeakitten.com/erotic. The link is in this episode's description. Ashley's eyes opened wide the second Elise stepped into the bar. She had been reluctant to accept being set up on a blind date by one of her closest friends, but had eventually relented. Now, all doubts about whether or not it could work had vanished. Elise was tall and feminine, almost ethereal. Ashley's heart skipped a beat the instant the blonde beauty smiled her way. "Ashley?" Elise asked, stepping up to the table the short-haired brunette was sitting at. "Yes, you must be Elise. Sarah told me you were beautiful, but I wasn't sure I believed her entirely. Glad to see she wasn't lying," Elise replied, leaning in to kiss Ashley's cheek before taking a seat. The girl sitting across the table from her was just her type. Tomboyish, with light eyes and pale skin, Ashley was petite, especially compared to her taller frame, and that was just the way she liked it. Both women were delighted to discover their mutual attraction was more than skin deep. As the conversation began to flow, they shared several interests in common, and apparently shared more friends than just Sarah. So there were no awkward silences to worry about. "It's awfully noisy here," Elise whispered, leaning forward to whisper into Ashley's ear after about an hour. "Want to go back to my place for a few drinks?" Ashley knew instantly this proposal was certainly not really about drinks. Elise wanted to be alone with her, and the petite brown-haired young woman wouldn't refuse such an offer from this ethereal beauty. "I'd like nothing better," she replied at once, and after paying the tab, both women walked outside together, gathering courage. Ashley turned toward her date the moment they crossed the doorframe and kissed Elise for the first time. She had to get on her tiptoes to easily reach those full, pink lips, but it was more than worth the effort. Elise wrapped her long arms around her date and allowed her tongue to sensually dance with Ashley's as the temperature of the two rose higher and higher. "Come on, I need to be alone with you." She breathed heavily against Ashley's lips, tugging at her hand as she hailed a cab. The ride seemed endless, even though it only took 10 minutes. Both women made out passionately in the back seat, aching for some privacy, wanting nothing but to arrive at Elise's apartment already. Moments after making their way off the cab and into the elegant, beautiful home in one of the city's most exclusive neighborhoods, the passion that had been building up steadily ever since they first kissed, exploded in a sea of kisses, caresses, and moans. They begin undressing one another with blind desire, hands rushing up and down curves. As they made their way toward the bedroom, the two women landed heavily onto the large, welcoming bed, now completely naked, one petite and athletic, the other tall and lithe. Elise squeezed her new lover's breasts, discovering two fully erect, pink nipples, and began to flick them from side to side with her thumb, adoring the way the shorter woman moaned with desire. Elise continued her way down Ashley's flushed body, kissing and nibbling her way down that flat stomach, those lovely hips, until she arrived at her destination, that sweet spot between Ash's quivering thighs. "I wonder what you taste like. I guess there's only one way to find out, hmm?" She teased the brown-haired girl playfully, before dipping her head between Ashley's legs. Elise rolled her tongue up and down the soaked folds, before wrapping her lips around the engorged clit and sucking at it hard. Ashley trembled with pleasure, arching her back and bucking her hips against Elise's face, soaking it even further in her arousal. "Oh, yes, 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 just like that," she gasped loudly, rolling her eyes back as pleasure began to rise further and further. As good as that tongue dancing all across her pussy felt, as much as she wanted to focus on nothing but her own pleasure, Ashley knew better than to be a selfish lover. So, instead, she tugged at Elise's shoulder gently, prompting the tall, statuesque blonde to move back up her body. Their lips met in a passionate, wild kiss, and Ashley could taste her own juices on Elise's eager tongue.
That felt so good. But I think we should both have fun at the same time, Elise," Ashley grunted playfully against her date's full lips.
She rolled over so that Elise was now lying on her back instead, and leaned downwards to further explore her round, perky tits as her fingers continued to discover her stunning figure. She was so wet already. Ash could feel the moisture against her own skin every time their bodies were grinding together.
"Ash!" Elise let out a passionate, quivering moan, feeling two limber fingers pressing insistently against her clit. It sent shivers of pleasure up and down her body, prompting her thigh muscles to tense wonderfully. Ash intertwined her legs with Elise's, and she tilted her body back, resting her weight on her forearms, admiring the blonde woman's estate-esque figure as their pussies finally touched.
"Oh, fuck. Yes,"
she moaned out loud as she pushed her hips forward. Elise responded in turn, gyrating her hips with each new thrust. Their clits crashed wonderfully together, juices coating their thighs and asses, thighs quivering with each new push.
Elise.
Elise clenched her fist against the sheets, feeling her breathing grow heavier, her tits bouncing up and down as she began moving frantically. She needed to kiss Ash again. She needed to feel more than just their pussies clashing together. With their legs still wonderfully intertwined, it was somewhat of a struggle to sit up enough to wrap their arms around each other's bodies, but once they achieved it, balance became easy to maintain. They kissed wildly, continuing to ride each other's lap, nipples rubbing against each other's breasts, increasing the pleasure they had already been experiencing further and further. The room soon filled with the sounds of their bodies crashing together, their moans becoming sharper, more frequent.
"More, please,"
More, Elise. That feels amazing. Don't you dare stop.
That soft mantra continued on and on, until the boiling pleasure building up inside both lovers reached a new peak, and they fell onto the bed together, twitching all over, thrusting against each other as hard as they could. Waves of desire and ecstasy took over their minds, their bodies, as Elise and Ashley reached their orgasm in perfect tandem. They had a special connection. It had been clear from the second their eyes met across the crowded bar. And this was simply confirmation of that.
Oh, Elise. Yes, I'm coming. Ah.
Ashley's voice was trembling and high-pitched, her skin coated in a thin layer of perspiration as she tilted her head back and embraced the pleasure completely. She rolled off Elise's body slowly, still quivering all over, trying to catch her breath to no avail.
You look so gorgeous when you come,
Elise whispered playfully, leaning against her date and kissing those full lips tenderly.
Right back at you.
Ash giggled softly, and the idea of going back to Elise's arms was so tempting, even though she was still not fully over her orgasm.
Let's go take a shower. I want to clean you up,
and then get you all dirty again. Elise purred sensually, and Ashley followed behind eagerly, ready for everything else the night had in store for them.
Hey, you! If you enjoy this podcast, then please write an Apple review saying why you love it. We truly appreciate your support and the wonderful messages we receive from you. See you next time!